Is it on? Okay, I didn't want to blow out anyone's eardrums again. All right. Well, I have up here with me the one and only Brandon Peterson. So this morning, we're going to do something a little different. This year was a very action-packed year, a very fun year. And so as a prologue, I don't know. I don't read books. As a beginning to my message this morning, I wanted Brandon to share a little bit about what he'd experienced and what's been going on in the youth ministry and in the youth group, and is all that you all might have missed, because you know there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and I sometimes forget to talk about it because I get so self-focused up here, and so I just wanted Brandon to take a moment, and he has a slideshow that's gonna share a lot of photos and memories from this last year. And so without a lot more explanation, I'm going to turn it over to Brandon. He's going to share, and then I'm going to come up, and we're going to tag team this thing. So, Brandon, the floor is yours.
All right. Good morning, and happy graduation Sunday. So we're going to start. I'm going to start talking about who I am, so we can go to the next slide. So in the middle is me, and that's when we went to Washington, D.C. with our school. And then in the top left is when Rain and I did speech together. Him and I did improv acting, and I'm hoping that's going to be good for me today, because I'll be honest, I didn't do too much preparation for today. Bottom left, we have the track team, who's been very successful this year. Top right is one of the honor bands that I went to this year. That was at South Dakota State. And the bottom right is me at VBS last year, acting as Theo. Then we can go to the next slide. This part's going to be about the Miami missions trip, and this is roughly in chronological order. So this was the night before we left. This was approximately 2 in the morning. Rain and Jackson decided, you know what would be a good idea? We should get Buffalo Wild Wings delivered to us at 2 in the morning, even though we were planning on waking up at 4 in the morning. So they started eating, and everyone else was asleep, and we just hear him come in, and we're like, yeah. So we can go to the next slide. Once we touched down, we started driving, and this is one of the pictures that I took on the way there. This is just a river over the skyline, so you can just get an idea of how the Miami looked down there. So once we got there, we traveled right to the beach. This is the water line, and then there's Travis in a hammock over there, just chilling out all nice and relaxed, and then we ate at a place called Quickies. They had like fried chicken, fish, and then like mac and cheese, things like that. That was a ton of fun and really fun to eat at. And unfortunately, because it was so like humid in the travel time, some of us didn't eat very much. We had tons of leftovers that we started eating throughout the week. This is at the mall, so we went to a mall, and we spent some time there, and there was tons of food, tons of people talking to each other. The extra people you see in the back there, those were some of the people that were at the church that we were helping with. So when we went on a prayer walk later, we were able to talk with them because they were able to speak Spanish. So during our prayer walk, we were able to talk with more people during the prayer walk. This is at the Everglades. So in the bottom left, we saw a very large, I don't know if it's an alligator or a crocodile, but in the top, that's what it kind of looked like, and in the bottom right is the girls. So this is what it was kind of like day to day. So Jackson and I took care of the fourth graders, and this is how we went. So interesting picture on the right. So Jackson was like, I think I can do some splits. I'm like, no, you can't. And the kids started doing splits with him. And he goes over and just does the splits, and we take an incredible picture of that. These are the other rooms. So day-to-day activities, we woke up at about 6:30 in the morning, and we started with a Bible study time in the morning. And then from there, we greeted the kids as they came in around 9. And then we went to these rooms. And this is the younger kids' room, which I think is kindergarten, first grade. And they spent time playing video games, card games, and just spending time with us. So they were able to know us. We were able to build this really lasting, good connection with the kids that still lasts even now. You can go to the next slide. This is with the high schoolers that were down there. They took boxes together and made themselves into like these robot people, and they had like these fights because, well, of course, we don't want real fights. But that was a lot of fun to watch happen. Now we can go to the next slide. Every morning we had a worship time when the kids first got there, and the main guy in charge, Matthew, he was able to make music. He makes a lot of music. And he plays all of his music, and all the kids do dance moves. It was always a good way to wake up in the morning after getting little sleep, doing some good dance moves in the morning. Yeah, that was always a ton of fun. This is lunchtime. It was a very busy lunchtime. There's Rain having some fun with his food. That day, that was our big day when we had lots of fun, when we had our Apex t-shirts on. So we had this weird fascination with taking photos really close to our faces. So I apologize for all the weird pictures of the people here. Because I'm so sorry, I decided I'd put a ton of bad pictures of me just so no one would feel bad. So we can go to the next one. Yeah, there's just a few. so we can go to the next slide. So we had this thing called the Apex Games. So what we would do, we got into groups of two, and there would be tons of like minute-to-win-it type games. So it was like you blow up a balloon, and you have to blow the solo cups off the table. I don't remember some of the other things, like memory kind of things. And Travis and Crystal won it, and they got some nice crowns, which have a striking resemblance to Burger King crowns. You can go to the next slide. Here's Ross. While we were there, we figured out that it was his birthday, and it was another kid's birthday, so we decided to celebrate both their birthdays together. So we took some nice pictures with his little tricycle and his birthday hat, and in the top right is what he called his legless lizard, which is totally not a snake, by the way. And he went around showing everyone his little legless lizard. Here's one of the nights that we stayed up a little later and we had a little board game night. And so we ordered ice cream and just had some time of fellowship together as we were able to learn everything about each other there. Here's one of the restaurants. And they had a big chicken outside. And the year before this, too, everybody was taking pictures by the chicken. So we took some pictures with the chicken. Here's one of the nights where we went out and looked at the Miami skyline. That picture to the left has a little bit of resemblance to a famous movie you might know. don't know which it is, though. Here's a little experience that we had at one of the restaurants. So I ran to the bathroom, and they put hot sauce into my water, and I come back, and I get this incredible experience of this spicy water. So then we put mayonnaise, water, salt, and pepper into Ian's water. And he just was like, what is this? Turns out, it wasn't that bad. here's the game time that we had outside. So right about 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we went outside. And we were able to go and play in the sun with all the kids. In the bottom right, you can see Calvin, and the cones in the middle that shows the game that we were playing. It was called Nicole's Game, where all the teams are split into four quadrants, and it's like a capture the flag kind of deal. So there's a flag in each corner, and you have to try to run, and you can get captured by the other team, which is a ton of fun to play, especially with the kids. So now we're getting into more of the spiritual side of things. So this is the Bible study time that we had with the people with Apex. So we went up into our rooms on the second story of the building, and we started talking about just God, and mainly we were talking about how to be a good disciple. And so we went through disciple-making tools, that we were able to use while we got down there so we could be able to be better workers with Christ. So when we first got there the night, we had this time where we were able to like humble our hearts and pray to God so that we could prepare ourselves for the week. So we sang some worship songs and prayed between them on different topics. And that was a really empowering movement that really got us ready for the week. Here's the important prayer walk that we did. So we traveled down to Miami Beach, and we split each other into groups of about two boys, two girls, and then a boy and a girl who were able to speak Spanish. So we were able to talk to as many people as possible, and we had boys talking to boys, girls talking to girls, so nothing weird would happen. So we went around just asking people, can we pray for you? And we had these little signs that said free prayer. And surprisingly, so many people just came up to us asking for prayer. So we just went around them, asked them what they wanted. And some things were as simple as like, I just want to be happier. I want to have more money. And then there's some people that had these really deep spiritual needs that we were able to pray for. And some people we even still talk to today. Here's the two kids that Jackson and I were with. We spent so much time with them. We started playing games with them. These are the two closest ones that we had in our room. It was a very long week, so here's how we were on the way home. I was stuck in the luggage. It was very comfy in the luggage. I would recommend it to anyone who's feeling a little uncomfy at the airport. We have a little verse that talks about the main thing about this. It's 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. So we took this to heart through the prayer that we did at the prayer walk. So we had to like humble our minds so that we would go to anyone who needed prayer, and we can't just go and single one person out and say, I don't want to pray for them because I don't like them. We need to go and talk to all the people there because that is what God wants. Now we can go to the next section, which is youth group over the past year. So this is Winter Blast for the middle schoolers. Bottom right, we did have boys, but that's just a picture of the girls. Top left is how they were eating. I think that was breakfast one morning. Next slide, we have archery. So they had bows and arrows with what looks like marshmallows on the end, but it's just a little piece of foam. And it was in the gym, and they had like a big inflatable rock in the middle where you're able to hide behind, and you're able to shoot the people on the other team, and it's just last man standing. And I think we made it pretty far as a middle school. But then there's a ton of snow there this year. Jordan looks like he found a very large icicle. And they're just having fun on the snow and sliding down the hills. Here's the worship time. They have a huge overhaul. They have a ton of lights, ton of music. I think their speaker this year was, I don't remember the name, but I know it was a really good speaker this year that was able to speak into these kids and have them leave with this really powerful message. So here's the youth group itself. Here's top left is the Christmas night, bottom right is Thanksgiving, and we had a huge turnout for both of them, and we were able to talk to the kids and be able to talk more about God and just have a really fun time of fellowship. Here's the small groups. We had tons of small groups this year, and we were able to have as many leaders as possible to get as close to one-on-one with these kids as possible, and we were able to build these really strong relationships with these kids that hopefully will last as long as possible. Now we're getting into Impact. So this is one of the rooms where they had a huge board game tournament, and we were able to play some board games for a while and have some fun with everyone else there and be able to learn about the people there. Here's the group that went this year. It was in Des Moines, and it was in the large Hilton Hotel down there, Marriott Hotel. And, yeah, here was the night that we first got there, and they had Mike and Nate Comedy, who was at the Spud Feed, and we were able to get front row seats to that, And that's the same room that they had the worship service in. With all the seats were filled in the entire room, front to back, packed. And there was one time where we were singing, and everyone was jumping up and down, and you could feel the floor shake beneath you. It was really fun. And then there's some of the people singing. Yeah, really powerful, moving thing. Our speaker this year was Sean McDowell, who is a very good apologetic speaker, and he spoke a lot about how to approach people who might not know God or might not know Christians, and that was a really empowering experience on how to be good workers of Christ. Youth group this year, I feel like, could be summed up in more fellowship than prayer, even though prayer was very important. Hebrews 10:25 says that not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And then we have one more section, which is just fun events that mostly the high schoolers did together, but this is with the middle school. Early last summer, we went down to Wisconsin Dells, and we did this thing called Wizard Quest, where everyone gets like a little tablet, and you go around this huge building, and you do these quests talking to little other people there. And we had mini golf, Culver's. there is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And so we were working at the shack, and we just decided, I think the Wienermobile might be in Mason City today. So after we got done, we decided to go and get to the Wienermobile that day. So, interesting. This was a fun time. So last year, we were just hanging out in the teen center, some of the high school guys, and a bat comes in from the upstairs, and we chase it upstairs, and it's just flying around in this room. And eventually, we catch this bat, and it's flying around the speakers. It was a two-hour ordeal. It was very frightening. Here was another fun experience. This is called the One Chip Challenge. So it's a very, very spicy chip. So everyone knows how a jalapeno is spice level, which on this what's called the Scoville rating is a 2,500. These chips are 2.5 million Scoville units. So we had I can't even call it fun. It was not very fun eating these chips. It was a terrible experience. And then here's every Saturday morning at 9 in the morning, we get together somewhere and we have Bible study together. And in the middle is the Go and Tell ministry when we all went together and we were able to learn how to be good workmen. And then this is the last slide here. Here's Chaz at the Spud Feed and he had to get his mustache shaven off, which I know he wasn't very happy of, but I know many, many other people who were very happy to see it go. thank you very much for supporting the youth as we're able to keep doing these things and being able to be good workers through Christ and able to learn more about him. Thank you.
All right. Emma and Taylor, these wonderful young ladies, they're going to read our scripture for us that I'm going to use this morning. So I'm going to pass the mic off to them. And if you could all follow along, it won't be up on the screen, so you have to pull out your Bibles, but it's Luke 17:7-10. So go for it.
Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him, when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table. Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink? And after you will eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what is our duty.
Okay. Well, good morning. I've already said my name, but in case you didn't hear it, my name is Chaz Wyatt. I'm the Director of Youth Ministries here. And to wrap up our service, I want to share a charge, but not just to the seniors. This is for everybody. But, you know, it is Grad Sunday, and to tie in with what Brandon shared, which Brandon, thank you very much. That was awesome. It was a lot. It was great going through all those memories again. But to tie it in with what Brandon shared, in Miami when we were there, we had a wonderful experience with going to their church that Sunday morning. So we arrived in Miami on Saturday. Because with traveling, you know, when you're with a huge group, you want to be careful about delays and whatnot. So we showed up Saturday afternoon so that we could be there Sunday morning to worship with them. And when we showed up to worship, we were expecting their pastor, whose name was Rollo, and he was the founder of their church, and he's the founder of the Kids XL program that was down there. And when we got there, he wasn't there. We heard he had COVID, and he was feeling fine, but he just didn't feel it right for him to be at church that morning. And so his son, who is one of the head leaders of their ministry, he gave the message instead. And the message that the scripture that he preached from, which was actually this one, instantly became one of my favorite verses. And it's one of those moments where, you know, you've heard verses before and you've heard scripture before, but it hits you in a different way. So this morning, I want to reuse it. In a lot of ways, that scripture was used to charge us with what we were doing that weekend and that week. And I want to bring it to you. So grad students and not grad students, I want you to take this to heart. But I want to start off on a fun note. So I'm going to have a little interactive game that I want everyone to participate in. And you guys in the dark, you don't get exceptions. So I and you guys in the balcony too. And if you're at home, you can feel free to do this as well. I'm going to ask you guys, if you've done certain things, and if you've done them, I want you to raise your hand, okay? First, we're gonna start it easy. This is based on the community that we have. I think I'll see a lot of hands. Who has ever been involved in farming in any way, shape, or form? Okay, yeah, I expected a lot of hands for that. Next one, painting. Who's ever painted anything? And as a bonus, keep your hands up if it's like hobby painting. So if you're like, oh, I painted my kitchen before, put your hand down. I want to see who's ever painted something for fun. Maybe you're like, I love painting my kitchen. But, okay, there's a few hands there. And for especially for you young ones now, who goes to school or has ever gone to school before? Okay. I'm sure there's one person that's shamefully like, I have, even though I haven't. But who has ever ridden a bike? Okay. Good. Most hands. Played sports. Okay. And this next one's kind of a tricky one because I'm cheating a little bit. Who's ever gone to church? If you're not raising your hand, you're either ignorant to where you are or you're lying, which is not good to do in church. And then finally, who enjoyed? I mean, we've all listened to music because there's music up here again. If you weren't paying attention, but who enjoys listening to music? Like one of those people that puts it on the background whenever they're doing something? Yeah, okay. Well, there are reasons that we do everything. And you might not think, sometimes we do things absentmindedly or we just go through life and certain things just we just do. We exist. And that's okay. Farming. Maybe you grew up on a farm, or you're helping on a farm, or you inherited the family farm, so it might be kind of an expectation, or maybe it's a source of income. You're a hired hand, or you're just working for someone who owns the farm, or maybe you just really enjoy getting in that combine every once in a while, or getting in that tractor every once in a while, or as I thought when I was maybe 6 years old, living in a bigger city, I thought just once a year you went out and you kind of threw some seeds on the ground. And then you waited, and then you just picked some corn or whatever. That is definitely not the case. I have learned very differently since then. Or maybe going to school. I'm sure there's some in the room, especially the younger you get, you might think there is absolutely no good reason to go to school. And I hate to contradict you, children. There is a good reason. As you get older, you'll learn it's important. And we have a principal in the room, so I need to say that school is really important. But it is. And you know, one of the main reasons is it helps you learn. You grow, you change, you gain knowledge that you need for life. And it's really important. And as you get older, you also realize a lot of times that the things you learn are really fun. And it's amazing to know about the world around you and about what God created. Riding a bike and sports, there's health. There's the sports aspect. My father-in-law loves to watch the Tour de France every year, and he used to ride his bike. You know, like he was one of those guys in like the skin-tight suits and the aerodynamic helmet and the really lightweight bicycle that would go for like 50 miles at a time. He loved biking. And then there's going to church. Why might we go to church? Well, fellowship and growth, that's the ones that, you know, we try to promote here. That's one of the good reasons to be here amongst people and who are worshiping God together. And sometimes there maybe aren't so great reasons. Maybe you grew up with the expectation that that's just what we do. You just go to church. Or it's a tradition. You know, what else would I do on a Sunday morning? Well, the big question I have for you all this morning, and this is the charge. This is the thing that I want, especially if you're graduating, this is what I want you to think about. This is what I want you to consider. Why follow Christ? Why pick up the book that we call the Bible and read it and know what's in it and trust in it and obey it and realize that it's written by our Father in heaven? So I want to reread the passage that we heard this morning from Taylor and Emma. So if you'll all open it again, because it's important. Luke 17, verse 7. Will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come in at once and recline at my table? Will he not rather say, prepare supper for me, dress properly, serve me while I eat and drink, and afterwards you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. So this is the big point I want to make. I'm keeping it to one bullet point today, really. We all do things for a reason. I heard from a man once, and I can't remember his name. He just spoke at my church growing up, but I remember this. He said, we as humans really only kind of do things, if you can condense it down and summarize it, we only really do things for two reasons. Pursuit of pleasure and life, or the escape from suffering and death. And whether we realize it or not, that kind of holds true. That's not straight from the Bible, but when we think about it, there's some truth to that. But in our service to God, we must seek the God-honoring perspective and intent. See, the thing is, God worries a lot about what's in our heart. He cares about why we do something. See, this passage, it speaks directly to God's people, to his servants. And he says, ultimately, our response when God says go, when God says do, when God says apply, learn, grow, whatever he's telling us to do, our response needs to be, we are unworthy servants, and it is only our duty. I will. So to those of you who have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And graduates, I'm talking to you. If you know him, my charge is this. Go forward into this next step of life with the attitude of whatever he says, I will do it. Not because I will get thanks, not because I will receive blessings, which God does give those things out. He can give the most blessings. And he is the most appreciative and loving father. But what our heart should say is, I am an unworthy servant. I will, because it is my duty. And then for those who maybe don't know who Jesus is, I'm sure you've heard it. I mean, living in a small town, You've probably heard of the name Jesus. You've gone to church maybe once or twice. Who knows? I don't know everyone's story individually, but once upon a time, God created the earth, and we sinned, which is we messed things up. And God, he has the right to exact justice and wrath. And it's his character, so he needs to, but he also loves us so much. He didn't want that to keep us apart from him. So he sent his son to die in our stead. And his son willingly took that payment that we should have paid. And so the other half of my charge is this. Are you saved? Do you understand that moving forward, not only are there exciting things to happen in life, there's college, there's the workforce, there's becoming a doctor or becoming a lawyer or becoming a mechanic or whatever. I could go on forever talking about what you could be. But ultimately, God is sitting there with his hand outstretched. He's reaching for you. He loves you. He desires you. And whether you know him or not, his call is for you to follow him. And so, graduates, I want you to think eternally. Everyone, actually. There are many reasons to choose the paths in life that are being offered to you. But God is offering and commanding a path of obedience. And he wants to adopt you into the best family that you could be part of. He wants to lift your burdens. He wants to shower you with blessings. But as you become adults, because graduates, that's you're taking that first step into adulthood, he also wants you to understand. He wants you to have the right heart. And he wants you to serve him. And he wants you to do your duty. But he loves you. And it's going to be an awesome path to walk. So with that, we're going to have a special time of prayer for our graduates. So can I have anyone who is graduating this year or today, for the ones here in Britt, could you come up front and bring a couple family members along? That's okay too. Parents, grandparents, and then elders. Can I have a couple elders? And Steve, can you come and join us as we just pray for these graduates? And so these two graduates, I think, I don't want to miss anyone that's maybe still coming up. These two graduates, these are some really special, I want to say kids. You guys aren't kids anymore. I mean, you're young, but you're not kids anymore. You guys are adults. But these are two really special people. And, but you know, there's a whole class that's graduating here in Britt and so many more elsewhere. So as we pray from this morning, let's really lift them up in prayer. So actually, can I ask everyone to stand? Because we're bringing our children before the throne of God as they move into adulthood. So I'm going to pray for them, and Paul, can you? And then, we'll finish up our worship service. Father God, before time was even a thing, you knew Karina and Malachi's name. And you've loved them so deeply for all eternity. And I pray as we maybe metaphorically send them off, we hope they don't run out of the service and we don't see them again. But as we offer this send-off into independence, into adulthood, as they graduate and they look back on a season that it's over, but they look forward to a season that's just beginning, I pray that your presence in their life would be felt, that they would follow you, and that they would understand that the best and the most important duty they could ever have, it's not what their career, it's not a potential future family, it's to serve you. I pray for all the blessings that you could ever give them.
Heavenly Father, you gave us as a church body the pleasure of watching these kids grow through the years and being in Sunday school and Awanas and many of the programs our church have. What a gift that was and still is. And now as they go on to whether it's a tech school or a college, we pray, Lord, that on those campuses there'll be Christ-centered Christian organizations that will appeal to these kids and welcome them and gather them in. And we pray that you'll send the Holy Spirit to prepare their hearts so they will get involved with these on-campus ministries. Yes, they're there to grow intellectually, Lord, but they also need to grow much more than just intellectually. They need to grow spiritually, Father. And we pray that they do positively respond to that. I pray for their safety as well as they're on campus. And we pray for your guidance throughout the rest of their lives. This in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, you guys, you can have a seat. And as the, yeah.
I got a grandpa story real quick. And many of you grandparents can relate to this. You never know what'll come out of their mouths when they're little kids. When Malachi was little, he'd come out to the farm and he'd ride in the tractor with me. And before long, he'd be digging in my lunchbox and he'd say, Grandpa, you going to eat this nutty bar? And I'd say, go ahead. And pretty soon, he's munching on my sandwich, on the apple. Lunchtime would come around, the food was all gone because he'd eat it all. But it's really cute because when he was about 6 years old, we were talking, just hanging out together, and he says, Grandpa, he says, you know that someday I want a farm, don't you? And I said, yeah, I know that. So he said, Grandpa, when you go into the nursing home, can I have your tractor? So I'm feeling pretty good yet, Kai Kai, so it'll be a while.